UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He's not happy, Jack. He's unhappy.
Yeah.
And James Strebel.
He's sitting next to a picture of a penis, and he's not happy. That's where you are.
I keep looking over there.
Of course you do.
Sticking right out.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, goodness. What a glorious day. Did not think we were going to get much content yesterday, and then Bam Adebayo decides to take a picture. I have an update, and I should have given you the update because the update's already out.
Oh, is
Bam
it?
Bam gave the update out. Yeah,
did he?
Which we'll get to.
Okay, because I still haven't seen it.
All right, we'll get to it.
Stay off Twitter, so I'll be hyper focused on what we're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't think Jack believes that. I can hear Jack murmuring to himself that was a lie.
Yeah.
We also had a 7-foot dude walk in here.
Yes.
Who I think is a high school basketball player, Jack, that we need to make sure Mike Woodson knows who he is. He looked like Cody Zeller.
Yeah.
He looked like every Zeller. He's a Zeller, I think. He is a Zeller. He looked like a Zeller.
I think he said his last name was Zeller.
So we have that.
Yes.
We have the picture. We have Imani Bates going to Eastern Michigan, and we got you. 437-9680, Mobile Liquor Barn Studios today, because we are hanging out at Academy Sports and Outdoors right off Shelbyville Road in Middletown, and we're hanging out with our good friends from Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, and they want to remind you, coming up on beginning on Friday, the entire month of July, anytime you purchase $100 or more, you get $20 off all Kentucky locations.
Ooh.
So that is a great, great deal, as they tell people to gear up and get out. Unless you're Strebel and you just want to sit inside or out on the big deck, okay?
Yeah. So we know I'll be at some pools this
week. We know how that goes.
I won't be doing much fishing or wildlife.
What do we do here?
I got a tweet that I'm sending you right now, Andy.
Jack, let me tell you something. Every time Jack has interjected on the show, it's been great.
Yes.
Like, Jack, you're 100%.
It's been a good day.
Except for the beginning.
Well,
we told people
about your witch sandwich.
And, Jack, what you sent me is exactly what I was going to get to.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. So here's how it was told to me, okay?
All right.
Because, you know, I reach out to three or four little birdies in Lexington. I go, Cal can't like this. Cal, no matter what you think about the picture, Cal can't like it.
Yeah, his guy, you know.
Well, especially Cal's been whining about the facilities.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah,
that's a
good tie-in.
And everything else. So there are tie-ins. There are things that U of L fans and others could and have used, okay, whether they believe it or not,
right,
to have themselves feel better about what's going on here.
Going Kentucky fans, right?
But what it was told to me was that, number one, Bam was just trolling.
Just trolling a little bit.
And number two, that he was at the Kraft Center today, which is, of course, true. Kentucky men's basketball tweeted out at 3:55, home sweet home for Bam.
Oh, he's got his feet on Cal's desk. Ooh, you can't like that, Rummage. You can come home and play that song again. Maybe Rummage played that homecoming song again. He's home now. He gave you a little pat. He left. He's back. He's got his feet up on Cal's desk. Cal said, have a seat, Bam. Have a seat, Bam. You can sit in the big chair. You want to sit in the
Cal's
big chair?
Well, Cal's out there. He's in Orlando, I think.
Oh, it doesn't.
Then he's going to Serbia or Spain or
where
the hell he's going to.
It doesn't matter. Cal knows. And Kentucky is firing back. Like, look here, fellas. Look at, don't get too excited, Louisville fans. You can't have him. He's ours. He's ours. Nice try. Good attempt. But no, Bam ain't. He's not.
Look,
he's not
reading.
KP's.
He's reading players first.
Players. Oh, the Calipari book, man. He's leaving notes on Cal's desk. Here's what Sidney Curry can do. Here's what he can't do. Jalen Withers still can't hit a jump shot. LL is still a turnover machine. That's what he's doing. He's leaving Cal notes all over the place. He's telling him what Kenny Payne has, and it ain't much. Post-it notes. He's putting post-it notes all over his office.
Jack,
like an Easter egg hunt.
Jack, you know what Cal does? I know you're looking at the photo.
Man, that's beautiful. Bam. Ooh, I just want to smooch him.
Calipari brags about his books.
He
like
does.
Not his books, like how many books he has.
Yes.
He's a guy that wants you to know he has
that
a lot of books.
He's reading books, yeah.
Right?
He's got them behind his desk. He's got them on his desk. He's got them all over
like,
the place.
Like, is that Tom Landry book? Like, no offense.
Yeah,
but
it is a Tom Landry book.
No offense, but.
don't say it to Issel.
Wants to read that.
At least he told him.
What, Issel Tom
name.
Landry?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's.
Oh, he loves Landry?
He loves Landry. Yeah, he's an old school guy.
Oh, God.
You know he's going to love him.
Come on.
Absolutely. Yes.
Come on, Dan. Not him.
Bam, thank you. Thank you, Bam, for providing so much
home
content.
Home sweet home.
And he's really home now. This is a pit stop. Like, it's a pit stop for Ty Ty.
Pit stop
it's
for
a
Donovan.
Pit stop. Yeah, pit stop for Donovan.
The rest area.
Heads down. Yeah, that's what they're running, a high-class rest area in Louisville. Congratulations. You give him a little bed and breakfast on his way. Remember when they said Aaron Bradshaw's visiting Louisville on Kentucky's dime? Remember that? and then Bradshaw's going to come to Kentucky, like, this month? Like, in July? Just keep on coming. Has Kenny Payne got a guard yet? No.
Texas.
At least we got DJ Wagner, Andy. I want all Kentucky NBA players to go to Louisville and then come back to Kentucky and take that picture. Every one of them. I want Booker to do it. I want John Wall to do it. I want them all to do it.
Let me ask you
Control.
This. Jack, what do you think? Does Kenny Payne allow another Kentucky player to work out with him with Kentucky gear on again? Does
yes.
he do it again?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He has to. He's got to do something. Because look what
he's
working
with. You
should
put that up at ESPN.
Yeah,
do you think he does?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I don't know. I think he's fine. I mean,
he's catching that heat.
I think he's catching a little heat
catching
now.
Catching a little heat.
437-9680. Yeah, Texas made a pity trip to Lexington. Yeah,
no, it wasn't. No, y'all can say what you want to say.
Well,
about
they're saying it.
Yeah, that's fine. Y'all tell yourselves whatever you want to believe. Again, he wore our gear in your gym and wasn't scared to do it. Wasn't scared. He didn't.
He's welcome.
He was welcome to.
He's welcome.
No, it wasn't a Louisville
it
thing.
It was supported.
He could have taken a jersey.
It was supported.
Jersey. Yeah, exactly. So y'all can talk yourselves into whatever you want to talk yourselves into. Your caliber players do not equal. They won't equal. It's a long road you have to climb to get to where we are in the caliber players we have coming back to our. It's not a pity stop for Bam. That's home. Again, that's home. His face is on our wall. You don't understand that? You understand that? His face is on our wall. You know whose face is on your wall?
Man.
I don't know. I don't know. Not many.
Not a spot.
Not many. Oh, yeah, you got Mahmoud on your wall. You got a little Q Snyder on your wall. What do you think about Q Snyder breaking his ankles now? Not a damn thing. How many max contracts?
I think they still like it. They beat him.
How many max contracts Q got? Zip. Zilch.
I wanted
none.
To bring this up. 437-9680. Here is the one thing that will be open to interpretation, discussion, criticism, perhaps, mm-hmm. and it's this, and I don't know this, but I'm saying when we talk about, when we have talking points on all of this, the only thing that would worry me if I'm a Louisville fan about Imani Bates is it was so hot and heavy that Bates was going to Louisville.
Yeah.
That were there other guys that were considering Louisville that did not want to play with the Imani Bates, okay?
Like a Tyrese Hunter or Malachi Smith.
I mean, anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone.
Right.
Yes, you could mention names. I'm just throwing out any of them.
Right.
Because, I mean, there's no, with what the high school AAU circuit told us, okay,
mm-hmm.
and what the 1 year, if you can call it that, at Memphis told us, and in his recruitment, all of the data that we have, the way he played, the selfish manner that he played on the court. In fact, Jack, do you have the clip from the gentleman that they had on the Diener Show this morning? I can't remember his name. I apologize. Do you know his name? by any chance?
Steven Johnson, not the Kentucky quarterback.
Stevie got loose.
Not
Steven Johnson.
Steven Johnson, the quarterback.
They had a talk with him. Go ahead and play this. This is just him talking about, you know, some of the, I don't know if turmoil is the word, some of the nonsense when he was there at Memphis.
I wonder, like I said, the reputation that Dad has kind of gotten. Some people say LeVar Ball 2.0 and things like that. In my experience, I think that's a little bit too extreme. But we also know there are a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. So there are some times where his demeanor or attitude on the court could rub people the wrong way. There was one game against East Carolina. Penny pulled him out of the game. Memphis kind of went on a run. And Penny tried to put him back in the game with maybe 5 or 4 minutes left. And he didn't even go back in. His attitude, you could see it on the sideline walking past Penny. So Penny yanked him off. And, you know, he didn't play the rest of that game. And I think shortly thereafter, that's when all the rumors of, like, the back injury and maybe him leaving kind of the surface. There was also a report. I was never able to confirm it, but there was a report by a guy in Michigan that Imani was allegedly bad-mouthing Memphis to recruits. Mm. And Penny is the type of guy, if he feels betrayed or he feels like you're taking shots in behind the scenes, you're gone. That's why there's been some turnover on the coaching staff. So I think there's just been a lot of stuff behind the scenes that maybe has made people want to be like, hey, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to bring that to my program as talented as he is. So that would be my biggest guess because I think the talent is still there. If it was me, I would still take the chance on him just to kind of bring that talent in and see what he can do. Properly motivated when he's kind of, you know, playing for his basketball, not basketball life, not to be dramatic, but there's a lot of stake for him this year wherever he ends up.
Okay, so obviously that was before that the announcement came out. Here would be my big worry is if you missed out on these guys.
Yeah.
I think that is, when we get into the season, that is a fair question. If sure. Louisville comes out, and however they play, Strebel, they're a good team. They meet some level of expectation. They make the NCAA tournament. Then I think some of that goes away.
Okay? Oh, absolutely.
I think some of that goes away. Listen, some of Satterfield's losing has went away because of simply recruiting this offseason.
Yeah.
So some of that could go away. But when I thought Louisville was going to make the tournament, I thought they were going to add a couple pieces here.
Sure, I
didn't think they were going to add transfers like Damian Lee, but I thought they might add a Trey Lewis. I thought they might add, a Jared West. Okay, I thought they might add something, okay.
Christian Cunningham.
Trey Davis and Noah Locke left.
And they need those guys.
Trey Davis would have been a starter on this team.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Noah Locke would have started too.
The way it's going. So I think it's a fair question that behind the scenes, what was the actual conversation that when kids arrived, when kids talked to Nolan Smith and Kenny Payne about transferring and roster construct comes up, Imani Bates is a guy who wanted to play with him and who didn't? I think it's a fair question. And all of the data that we've been given, Strebel, is quite frankly negative on Imani Bates.
Selfish, bad teammate, doesn't listen to the coach.
Everything, though, the only positive that you could sell me on was 2 years ago, guys who do high school basketball recruiting rankings liked Imani Bates and called him the next Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
It's silliness. It's silliness.
He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
And so I think there was – here's also what it is, Strebel. And I mean this because I don't know if I expect Jalen Withers to be around another year.
Sure.
We know about, you know, L. Ellis and Curry. Like, there could be – after this season, whether they're good or not, there could be a hefty amount of turnover.
Yeah.
And we see that from time to time.
Sure.
Okay? Kentucky could have
a lot of that.
If their
year.
Freshmen are as good as you think they are and Damian Collins gets better, well, you're going to lose six guys to
and
the pros.
Oscar's gone.
Yeah,
Wheeler's gone.
Yeah,
Toppin's gone.
You're going to lose a bunch of guys.
Yep.
Reeves is gone. A bunch of guys you're going to lose. I mean, six, seven guys. Kentucky could absolutely be in that situation. And Louisville's going to have the transfers. They're going to have guys who go pro, just been in college a while. To me, now it is clear what kind of rebuild that we're looking at with Kenny Payne. There was no, Devin Reed would be this, that they're not bringing in guys, just to bring in guys, you could argue, but there's not a bunch of guys that they're bringing in that maybe not redshirting, but guys that aren't playing a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And Kenny Payne, whether it is true or not, one way you could swing it would be he's going to get his guys that fit his culture. Culture matters. I want to be clear on that. I also don't know if I totally believe that. In fact, I don't.
There's a
combination here of some guys, Imani Bates, don't fit the culture. There is also the take that you missed on guys, okay? Yeah. And both can be true with the player, and both can be separate with the player. But it's telling me that there is a rebuild, and that the class with DJ Wagner in 2023 might be one of those classes that Kenny Payne's got to go get 6-7 guys.
Yeah.
That he's got to go get two other high schoolers that can ball with DJ Wagner.
Yeah, not just
so
like
DJ
three-star,
Wagner,
four-stars.
Yeah, can do the Pierce Clarkson thing on the basketball side. That next year, there's not going to be any leniency on transfer portal. Okay? If there is a Tyrese Hunter or an Isaiah Mosley or whomever, you're going to have to get some of these guys. Now, some years it's a couple. Some years it's one like Kentucky.
Other years it'll be two or three.
Yeah, but you're going to have to get them. And so, to me, if they have that roster turnover, you're looking at a kind of a bridge year until Kenny Payne kind of, I don't want to say then takes over, because I'm not trying to just give him leniency here.
Right.
But he's going to play out this year. The off season did not work out. It did not work out.
There's no sugarcoating it.
It did not work out. So you get through this season. If you simply make the tournament, people will just, they'll fall all over you. They'll say you'll get a couple votes for ACC Coach of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Given to how little people in the end are going to respect Chris Mack and what he did. But then that 2023 becomes the pivotal year of, okay, what does Kenny Payne have here? Has someone like Roosevelt Wheeler developed? Has someone like Devin Reed developed? Can he go get me two guys out of the transfer portal that can play against Kentucky, that can play in the ACC? Okay.
Is Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, those teams?
It clarifies, you know, the thought process was by some, not all, I would say by many, though, and even to a certain extent me, was they're going to get guys to compete immediately. And it did not happen.
It's stunning.
And now that it did not happen, we reevaluate this year and we say, 2023, this cannot happen. These things got to be cleaned up, giving Kenny the benefit of the doubt, because you got to get going. This would be the good IARP year. I hate to do that.
No, it would be.
Some of their pieces, but, I mean, Blank says it all the time. If LL stubs a toe, what do you do?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if he twists an ankle, out two games, runs into a screen like
Samir Wheeler did.
My man Reggie Wheeler did.
Reggie Wheeler,
whatever
gets
it is. Then what?
Yeah, then okay. What do you do? No, you're. What it does for me is.
It's a great veto right there, by the way, Jack.
Just an unneeded. I wasn't even nervous.
You weren't nervous. We weren't talking about, you know, IG models or anything. Nothing.
What it does.
We could, though, if you want.
No, I like the Kenny Payne conversation.
You just want to keep it on the Kenny Payne discussion?
What it does for me is this. It's like, what is.
Kenny Payne
What exactly has Kenny Payne's recruiting pitch been? Because it hasn't been
NIL. We don't know anything,
It hasn't been NIL.
Exactly.
It's not been a part of the pitch.
I think culture has been there's guys that left.
The culture came late.
There's guys that left. And listen, culture is, I buy into it to a certain extent.
Right.
And if you're rebuilding, I get it. But culture is also cannot be used as an excuse if you don't get kids. And Louisville hasn't got so many of these guys that it's hard for me, you know. It's just hard for me to buy it. Does that make sense?
What kind of leeway does he have this year with Louisville fans? Because I think you're right. I think the writing's on the wall now that they're a bubble team. In my opinion, they're a bubble team at best.
Well, they got like Isaiah Mosley and Courtney Ramey.
All those guys, yeah.
We'd be talking about them at least being an NCAA tournament team.
But, like, right now, what are they? Like, what's a Louisville fan's true expectation? Because, I mean, I saw the tweet where, you know, the Big Ten ACC Challenge was announced, and they were playing Maryland. I read the replies. It was like, you're going down, Maryland. It's your turn. Sorry about your luck, Maryland. All this stuff. And I'm looking at them like, I don't have any respect for Maryland, but I don't have any respect for you either. Like, did you all really think you're going to run Maryland off the court with what you have? What exactly do Louisville fans think their basketball team is? At this point, as it stands, this is the basketball team. Now, you could get maybe a late edition with Fabio Basile. I have no idea what happened to that guy, but he was the one guy you had on campus.
Where is my man Fabio,
I don't know.
Jack?
So like, what do Louisville fans really expect Kenny Payne to do? And then after that, after this season, what do you want him to do in the offseason? Because it cannot be this.
That to me is my take. It changes this year, and just a combination of all this changes how I view this season, which also means lower expectations, easier to exceed those.
It is, absolutely.
Would be another way to throw that. And it would be, now we have a data point, okay, this offseason. The next data point quite literally has to be the opposite.
Yeah.
It can't be missing on everybody, culture, whatever. I mean, there's. Listen,
man,
I mean,
I don't know.
Kentucky had some guys on their teams with, you know, Kenny Payne. That, come on.
Well, exactly.
There are some non-culture guys on some of those.
Yeah,
teams
that played for Kentucky that he coached that he had
again,
to deal with.
I am.
Daron Lamb.
I am. Yes, I am. I am. What's the story about his bed? Wasn't there a bed story?
There's a bed story.
Does Jack know the bed story?
Apparently, I think like
Drew I have not Franklin heard the bed story.
Mattress or something. I don't know how he got his mattress, but he had his
Jack
mattress.
Which Indiana basketball player's mattress would you want?
That's a good question.
I mean, Watford? Are you going right to the watch shot, or you
of
got something else?
Romeo's? We already had one Romeo Langford story today. Why,
I mean,
get
Jack,
another one.
When that guy looked at Strebel and said, "I'm a Louisville fan," my heart sank because it's everything that we've been talking about.
We talked about that, what, Monday?
Indiana's been so bad that they lost a white dude who's 7 foot from Georgetown, Indiana. Bro, you can't do that, man.
Yeah. And they're a top 25 team preseason this year.
A haymaker.
And Louisville's not even
a haymaker.
They're not even talked about.
Well, I'm not even talking about this year. This war was lost a decade ago.
It's a culture war.
Well, yeah, six, seven, 8 years ago.
IU versus U of L culture war in Southern Indiana. He remembers growing up seeing those billboards.
Yes.
Louisville, Southern Indiana.
Louisville. Southern Indiana's college team.
Yes, it was. Those were the billboards.
Oh,
Southern Indiana's college program.
And it worked.
It did work.
And Romeo was going to Louisville until Patino.
Yeah. Kenny Johnson.
All the billboards were there for Romeo for 18 years to build it up to get Romeo.
That's right.
And then
had the foresight.
Yes. It was all about Romeo.
I've heard about this 6-year-old named Romeo.
Jim Shannon's going to develop him, brother.
I've got to have him. I put these billboards up, everybody.
We need to talk to this kid. If you don't know, a guy walked by.
I can't find a picture roster.
Strebel goes, "I live in New Albany." Like the kid cared, yeah. And we got to find out if Mike Woodson knows. Did he leave?
Yeah, he was at
the. I didn't see him leave.
I saw him at the register over there.
Oh no!
And I think he's gone. I think he and his buddy have left. I don't know what they were here to get.
I wanted to catch him on the way out.
But yeah, I think he's gone. I think our guy's gone. I'll keep my eyes peeled. See if we see him anywhere.
Texas says the data didn't change. Oh, it did.
Yes, it did. The data has changed.
Texas says Mitch is battling everybody.
Oh, my gosh. If there's one.
Oh, it's a dig at Mark Stoops. That's what it is.
Who?
There we go.
Mitch?
Yeah.
What?
Ennis tweeted, "You don't choose EMU, you wind up there." Mitch tweeted, "Except if you're Mark Stoops, you always choose EMU." That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah. I don't like that. You know why? He's trying to get a pity like from Ennis.
He is.
That's what he's trying to do.
That's what Jack did yesterday.
Yeah, he tried. What is it?
Grossman did.
Obsessed with Mark Ennis's Twitter account. I mean, I know he's got followers. 50,000 followers
all,
or whatever, but y'all trying to get the Ennis bump.
The Mangus bump.
That's what they're trying to do.
The Ennis bump. It is a bump.
I mean, what were you going to say, Jack? Every time you've opened your mic, it's been good, except for at the beginning of the show.
Oh, no, I was just saying the Mangus
bump.
Sandwich. That was it.
That's it. Okay. Bump. Well, there's a couple then.
I can't believe Mitch is sucking up to Mark Ennis. I mean,
well, Mitch is battling other people.
He is.
Louisville fans are battling everyone. Louisville fans are battling. Kentucky fans aren't battling. Louisville fans, Kentucky fans are kind of battling over NIL, but most of them are like Strebel.
Yeah.
Like the majority that I know are like, what's going on here? They're not happy with at least the football side of things.
Kentucky basketball I'm fine with. But, I have no worries.
But, yeah, but Louisville fans right now are the – I'll put it this way. Louisville fans are the ones that with all the BAM stuff, the fallout has been – more on them than it has the Kentucky fans.
Oh, absolutely. They went to bed last night and woke up this morning thinking they were going to have a good day. They thought they had something over on Kentucky. They woke up, they cracked their eggs, and they sizzled their bacon, and they ate breakfast, and they were listening to Maven and Roman's like, we got something on these cats. And then this afternoon has been a disaster. And I couldn't be happier. I could not be gladder.
State of Louisville retweeted Imani Bates.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
They were the ones begging for Imani Bates and then said, no, we don't want him anyway. There's a lot of that. A lot of that happened. We want Imani Bates. He's going to take us to the next level. He's going to be awesome. And now a lot of we don't want him revisionist history. How about that? How funny things have turned. It went from Imani Bates, savior, we don't want him. It went from Bam is ours to Bam's now at Cal's desk. How about that? A little turnaround Wednesday, Annie. I wish it was
it's
Tuesday.
A little turnaround Wednesday.
Went right back at their faces. They're crying. They're screaming. They're throwing stuff at the wall like Trump. I mean, who knows what's going on?
A little ketchup
on the wall with your lunch.
Texas says, Imani didn't scare anyone away. The IARP and winning 9 games scared them away.
I don't believe that. No,
And the reason I don't believe that is because here's why. The minute Kenny Payne got hired, talk of the IARP went away.
Yeah.
So that might be the case, but come on.
Yeah, we can't go back now and say, well, actually, it's IARP. Yeah, because Uncle Wes was
going to
get you dudes. You said Kenny Payne was going to get you dudes, and you haven't gotten anybody. And you should be worried this season in the microcosm, you should be worried about your basketball team because Kenny Payne has 9 scholarship players. And Hersey Miller.
Oh man,
it's Hersey Miller. That's the case. I'm not trying to be a. Well, I am trying to be a blowhard.
No, you're not trying. But you've done.
But at the same time, I am a blowhard. But at the same time, like what I have said is absolutely true.
Texas says Big Rig Jack. You like this? Big Rig can flex on Kenny Payne. But Mike Woodson's coming for y'all,
oh,
big boy.
I'll say that. Look, I would be more excited to play IU this season than Louisville. How about that? Because I don't think that Louisville game is going to be a game. Like, I think it's going to be like when Padgett brought him in and busted him with Kevin Knox, of all people.
At least Kenny Payne will know rotation.
Yeah, he will.
Like, after the game, I remember Q Snyder, because I was in the locker rooms, like, we were playing lineups we've never played.
Like, we have no idea.
That's probably...
There's no plan.
When you're down 8 at in Rupp Arena, probably not the time to say, let's throw these guys together.
And see what happens.
Yeah, that's more of a Wake Forest or Presbyterian or LIU
Eastern Michigan
game.
Chris,
or Eastern Michigan.
Chris Mack and Mike McGee did a lot of that last year, too.
Does Eastern Michigan win more or less the games in Louisville?
Oh, that's a great.
Is that a Twitter
point.
Poll?
And I asked that not. And I asked, well, I don't. Here's the thing. I don't know who the coach is.
I have no
Who's
idea.
Who's the coach? Jack, do you have any idea? Do we need to look
I
this
have
up
no idea.
Coach?
I'm looking it up.
If Jack doesn't know, well, I'm not going
to
know.
Yeah, we're in trouble if Jack doesn't know because.
How does Jack not know that?
Yeah, I thought that was in Jack's wheelhouse.
Well, Eastern Michigan's that far off the fringe.
Oh,
I mean,
where are they? I'm trying
they
to look.
It's going
to
take a while to get to them.
Do they play in the MAC, right?
So it's yes.
Like Imani Bates versus Tony Barbie.
They were 3-16, Jack, in the KenPom last year. They were 3-16.
Oh, my God.
Bates 3-16.
Stan Heath is the coach.
Stan Heath.
It's not even
Shout
Frankie.
Out to Stan Heath.
Yeah.
Stan Heath got a big one today.
He was a South Florida coach, right? Stan Heath. Yeah, he was a
was he? I don't know.
He was a well thought of coach.
He was.
I mean, a decade ago, at, 7, 8 years ago.
He was Kent State 2002. We lost to Indiana in the Elite Eight. Then that got him the Arkansas job, where he was there from 2003 to 2007. Then he went from Arkansas to South Florida and was there from 2008 to 2014. And then Eastern Michigan's the first head coaching job he's had since then. And last year was his first year.
So he was the coach that for South Florida that beat the heck out of Louisville on senior night.
Yes, he was. That was the
only final.
That's the only tournament appearance he had at South Florida. Would you like to? All right. So his record by year at South Florida: 2008, 12-19; 2009, 9-22; 2010, 20-13; 2011, 10-13. Or 10-23. 2012, 22-14 was a 12 seed loss in the second round.
Tournament.
Yes. 2013, 12-19. 2014, 12-20.
So there you go.
So really bad.
Yeah. Is it Eastern Michigan? At least he got Imani Bates. I mean, he did something that Kenny Payne couldn't do. I'm kidding, kind of.
No, you're not.
I don't know. What's the start? I'll be interested to see what the behind-the-scenes story was on Imani Bates we ever get it.
Listen, you're never going to get any story because Louisville basketball, you don't get any info or stories.
Nothing. No, you get nothing. It's all conjecture, and you've got to like connect dots and do investigative journalism to get anything out of the program.
In the end, now that we're here.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just sit back and think of the last few weeks. I mean, a few months.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it worked out this way.
Well, it was a done deal.
That Louisville basically got nobody.
Yeah.
I don't want to discredit Brandon Huntley Hatfield. I don't, because I think that's a nice piece, okay?
Right.
But, I mean, we thought there were going to be two or three other pieces, and you don't have to commit to a kid for 4 years. You're committing for one season.
Right.
In many, not all, but in many
of
these instances.
Right.
And now we're going to have to sit and wait. And I tell you, I thought now this is recency bias. I want to be clear with that. Until the Pierce Clarkson, Steve Clarkson thing became prominent, I would have obviously had DJ Wagner as the bigger recruit. Lately, because of what Louisville's done on the football recruiting trail, I look at the Clarksons and say, "Oh, they're a bigger story because they're revitalizing a program."
Absolutely.
Okay, they're bringing recruits in here that can play, and we know that Satterfield wasn't going to be able to do that for the most part. Now, having all the information for this offseason makes you again consider DJ Wagner, because DJ Wagner's going to have to come in and really help bring kids in here.
He's going to have to sell players
along with Kenny. But I mean, it's almost a break that now we know there's this year, and then Kenny Payne, his blueprint to the team. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like, and that's not an excuse.
No.
That wasn't supposed to be what happened this offseason.
That wasn't the narrative.
Okay, that wasn't the narrative. But to me, if Huntley Hatfield doesn't think he's going to be in college too long, you know, Withers, how long is he staying? LL is how long? I mean,
LL's is only got one more year.
Yeah, running out of eligibility.
Right.
You start to say, okay, there's going to be a pretty big turnover with Louisville.
It's a massive... 2023 is going
to
be.
It didn't have to be the way this season. That's the way it ended.
Yeah.
It cannot feel that way next season. Not when you can flip a roster that quick.
In basketball.
Not in basketball where you can flip a roster. In football, people will give you a couple years, man.
Sure.
People around here may give Satterfield a couple more years because of the recruiting class he's bringing in. Basketball, it's not a, hey, this is going to take 3 years to build. No. Not at a place like this.
No.
Not at a
place
like this.
The facilities, the pedigree, and the history, and all the stuff that Louisville fans pride themselves on. You
can't. Not going to be the case.
No.
Again, we're hanging out here with our friends at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife at Academy Sports and Outdoors in Middletown. Come say what's up. And also a reminder, beginning in July, gear up and get out. $20 off any Kentucky Academy location when you purchase $100 or more, and come get the fishing guide, the boating guide, and Kentucky Fish and Wildlife will help you every step of the way. 40 gonna join us in an hour. I mean, obviously more of this nonsense. We'll keep reacting next on The Take on a Wednesday.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Strebel would be a terrible English teacher. He has no concept of the English language, and he encourages students to plagiarize.
That's
stick to science, pig daddy.
And James Strebel.
Where did the English conversation begin? Like, what are you talking about? Where did that come from? Understanding of the English language. What are you talking about? What have I said?
There he goes. There it is.
I could teach English. I could. Literature especially. I love books.
To what, middle schoolers?
Yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You know, it's a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's a Witch Wednesday. So thank you to Jason and his crew hooking us up today at ESPN Louisville. Carry out, curbside delivery. They got you covered. The two local Louisville locations, Hurstbourne, the other Brownsboro Crossing. And they got you set. Whether lunch, dinner, you're with James Strebel in a pool party, it doesn't matter. Fully staffed, open 7 days a week at both locations. Order online. Or the Witch app. There you go. You're waving at a young man over there.
I know that kid.
How do you know him?
That's one of Kellen's best friends. That's one of his baseball buddies. That's Braxton.
Oh, I remember his name.
Yeah. There's
his He's on a different team than you, right?
Yeah. Where they play New Albany All Stars.
Before you leave, ma'am, I want to talk to you. We gotta talk. Is she on New Albany All Stars?
Yeah. He's on Kellen's All Star team. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have
they play HYR tomorrow night.
We're gonna play what?
HYR. Oh, that's
to Henryville.
That's the Knobs.
HYR. I thought they already beat the team from
well,
the Knobs.
Well, it's a round robin.
They got to play them again.
So yeah, New Albany hasn't lost yet.
Can I make a bet on that game?
Yeah. Well, could be Silver Creek. I don't know.
How do you not even know?
Well, HYR and Silver Creek are playing.
I bet
tonight.
Your wife knows.
They're playing. They're playing tonight to get the to get the honor of playing New Albany in the championship.
The honor.
Game. Yes, playing in the championship game. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. That's just so random. They just walked in. That's hilarious.
Well, maybe they're being looked at by some Louisville places, right?
I don't know.
You
they're
never
Louisville
know.
Fans.
Are they?
Yeah, they're Louisville
well,
fans.
They do live in Southern Indiana.
Yeah. They're big time.
Do they
Louisville
know
fans.
Big Easy?
I don't know if they know Big Easy or not. Braxton goes all like the Louisville baseball camps and stuff.
He knows Robbie Valentine.
He might, yeah.
Okay.
He might, yeah.
All right, well, there we go.
Yeah.
Texas says, can Bam out of Bayou play guard? Like, there's a guy shopping here at Academy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what Louisville's doing at those positions. Like,
none of us do.
I got to be honest. I have no idea.
Yeah, none of us know what they're doing.
Braxton, do you want to get on the radio real quick? He's shy.
He doesn't want to. Look, show him your New Albany hat, Braxton.
He's
repping.
Okay,
yeah,
he is repping.
Yeah, that's right.
You didn't wear yours today, I noticed.
Well, because, they don't play today.
Texas says, I wonder if Imani was the recruit asking about NIL money. Nah, that was a dude in Miami.
Yeah, it was.
But everyone's asking for NIL money.
Yes, Nigel Pack. Yes, it was Nigel Pack. Yeah, it's not just Imani Bates or Nigel Pack.
I mean, we started with Imani Bates, Nigel Pack, Tyrese Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
And we ended up with nothing.
Nothing.
Hersey Miller.
There were fail safes of Mosley and Malachi.
Yeah.
And we ended up with nothing.
Because Brandon Huntley Hatfield was like the guy that like kicked everything
all right,
off. Here they go.
All right, here we go.
Now, this is one of my wife's best friends.
Strebel's not going to like this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so here's. All right. So come over here. I'm going to do an old, like an interview man on the street style. Okay. All right. Well, no, we want to talk to you first. No. Well, here's what we got to know. James Strebel, has said on, I mean, don't act like you that he is one of the more popular fathers at the ballpark. Would you consider that to be true? Okay. Do any parents have the old Yeti cup, maybe with a little wine or a little sip of bourbon in it? Does nobody do that in New Albany, or do people do that? Because Strebel will not do that.
I don't,
Even though his wife drives him everywhere, which I know I'm sure you've talked to her about, yeah. Even though he rides around like a king in a chariot, okay, King David, going through the streets, this is what's going on here.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's confirmed. Like, so I don't drink at the park.
So he doesn't drink at the park, but other parents do. Other people do.
But
you said nobody did, Strebel.
Well, I did. I said there might be people around that are doing
it. You said it was frowned upon at New Albany.
If you're going up to the coach and talking to him about little Johnny's game, you got some Woodford on your breath, you think coach is going to like that? Like,
yes, he's going to love that.
I don't think so. I know some of these coaches. I don't think they like it.
Can you tell us anything? Tell us something about James Strebel. Anything. They don't want to be on the air, all right? They don't want to be on the air. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Brax is a little he's a little shy sometimes, which is perfectly fine. That's good.
You know, when Kellen gets on the air, he just throws an L's down.
Kellen, that's all
he does.
You know how Kellen is. He's your buddy. He can talk and talk and talk.
I wonder where he got that from.
I don't know. Well, Brax is a big Louisville fan.
I know you said that. Yeah, well, there you go.
He loves the Cards.
All right. Well, there you go. They don't have any guards.
Throw him an L's down, Strebel?
No, I like Brax.
You won't give an L's down?
I won't give Brax an L's down.
You won't give him an L's down, will you?
I like
You're
him.
A fraud. See, you need to know this. This man, for these 3 hours, is a nuisance. Yeah. Oh, you
She's heard. She knows.
He is a nuisance. Okay. Make him turn.
She knows. She knows.
They come to Louisville games with us and do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're the
sweet people.
Okay. Ma'am, you're going to have to get on the mic here. Hang on. Did you go to Kid Rock with him?
She saw it. How bad was it,
Brandi?
I saw
the look in her eyes. It was bad. Oh, Jack, I just saw the look in her eyes.
Yeah.
Strebel said that everyone was laughing with him.
Brandi!
She just confirmed it.
She did. Yeah.
So he tried. He almost fell over. But did he almost fall over? He almost fell off.
Her husband David was the one that told me sit down.
Oh no, Strebel.
Yes, Braxton's dad was the.
Oh
he's the
no.
One that said, sit down.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You guys have a good day.
Hey, I'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Jack, it's all confirmed. Bye. I saw the look on the face.
Yeah.
So for people that don't know, Strebel went to the Kid Rock concert with them.
Yeah,
big
with
Louisville
them.
Fans.
Yeah, big Louisville
and
fans.
He almost fell out of the suite.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people called him Big Guy, and they sat him down.
Yes.
And he had a lot to drink.
I did, yes. So, there you go.
Jackie went to Sidebar and got like 3 shots. It probably cost him $62.
I walked over with her. We got drinks to bring back over to everybody else.
Oh,
you get
wow.
to see a little bit of
she
my outside
wanna,
life
she
there.
Did not want to. You don't like. You got nervous. You were a little nervous.
I was a little nervous.
You're a little nervous.
Yeah, yeah,
you wouldn't give him an L's down. You've given everyone an L's down.
Yeah, I like that. One of Kellen's best friends.
You gave kids at the UK U of L an L's down in front of Derek Willis.
Well, yeah.
But you were heavily intoxicated.
I was, yeah. So, yeah, but yeah, he's a good
Texas
dude.
Texas says,
so.
What does Braxton's mom think about Imani Bates? That's a great question.
Oh, no, they're gone. They've left.
Texas says we dodged a bullet with Imani Bates.
You didn't think that a month ago,
okay.
Or 2 months ago, however long it was. You didn't. No, you guys built him up like he was going to ball out and be great for you all.
Do we want to call Perrin? Go
yes.
ahead, Perrin. Go ahead and call Perrin.
Let's do it.
What are we doing in the 5 o'clock hour besides Pat 40?
Pat 40.
I mean, what a mess it's been.
This show has been. Anytime we go on remote,
it always
this
happens.
Happens. Things just tend to happen.
Texas says, I didn't get to listen much this week. Did Big Rig bend the knee and admit the KP beat Cal for DJ? Brother, not today.
Today's not the day.
We have lots of time for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you missed the shows on Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
But today, we can't go back.
No.
This is about just a few different things.
It's about the present and the future.
And the potential future.
Yeah, the potential future.
We'll get to DJ Wagner. He will bend the knee. We know all of that
we'll
is
see.
There.
We'll see. I don't know. I mean... For Kentucky staff.
Wait, hang on. I got to pause you.
Yeah.
Here's an insider on the text line.
Oh, an insider.
There's no story. Bates' dad wanted guarantees that he'd play point. Payne said no.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, Payne's in the position just to tell people no.
Does he say yes?
Does he ever say yes? He didn't say yes to NIL. He's not saying yes to guarantees. What does he say yes to?
What is he saying? He's not saying yes to to radio interviews.
He's saying yes to Bam Adebayo, and he's saying yes to Ty Washington.
He's saying yes to a
Kentucky
shirt.
Players to come in and run his gym. That's what he's saying yes to.
I know.
I'm sorry that you can't hide from that. He's saying yes to Fabio doing the little tryout, doing a little visit.
One of the guys around here shot me goes, what about the Fabio guy? I go, man.
Your guess is as good as mine.
I go, brother. Yeah.
I know he was there.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to ask that one on the air. You did veto for a minute, and I don't know what the veto was for. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we'll get to that during the break. I'm going to see if Strebel has a story there. Parents not picking up? Well, parents are the one that wanted to come on air.
Let me text him, too. Let me text him, too. I'll say, Parent, what are you doing? I thought you wanted to come on. Parent, we're calling you. Parent!
Why are you so worried about what Parent thinks about this? I've never seen anything like this.
Well, because
you don't care. Well, I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, message failed to send. Oh, yeah. I forgot I'm in airplane mode because my phone's dying. I don't want it to die.
Did you see State of Louisville's last tweet?
Oh, no.
What are they doing now?
Jack, do what you got to do. I did not see it. No, what did State of Louisville do?
They have pivoted. They have, quote, tweeted, Racing Louisville FC. Love seeing the local connections on this Racing Lou team. That's two manual grads playing for Louisville's first ever high-level pro sports team. Crazy.
Strebel's face right now. It's a shock.
On the day of Bam Adebayo and Imani Bates, this is what we get.
We're going to have to feud.
Yes. What is the State of Louisville doing here?
By the way, there's two Trinity guys just walked in eating. One's eating a bologna sandwich.
A bologna sandwich?
How about that?
I hadn't had one of those in a decade.
I haven't either. a little bologna sandwich at Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Yeah, on a Wednesday. It's delicious. Get a little ketchup on that.
Fish and Wildlife is like, if you put that bologna, you can catch all the catfish.
Yeah.
And any you want.
Is that on the list, bologna?
I'm sure it's not.
Let's see.
I'm sure it's not.
No, it's not. No, it's just lures. But it would be nice if you said, for the old school guys, bologna on the hook. What are you doing,
State of Louisville?
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
This is, I mean, shame on you.
Racing will be there tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
But right now,
it's not even like a brand new tweet from Racing. The tweet was from 3 hours ago.
Oh.
Three hours ago? They're struggling right now.
Yeah.
They're struggling.
That saddens me.
The struggle's real. I told you it flipped. I told you it's turnaround Wednesday. Things have turned
Ethan
around.
Ethan Moore says, are we still not supposed to question the roster management and recruiting for this cycle?
Yes. Get them, Ethan. Get them. You and Mark Blankenbaker, get them. Don't let them slide with this. Be the anti-State of Louisville. Don't let them slide.
I don't
slide.
Know if that's going to happen. I don't know where Blank is with all of this. I got to be honest.
He's a confused man.
You think? I mean, he was kind of, he got called out. You know, Ethan was toxic, and there's a lot going on here. I don't know who's who.
Yes. No, I don't either, but I know that Ethan and Mark Blankenbaker have both had to go on to maybe the Rummage's show to defend themselves.
And battle,
And battle a little bit and try to tell the Cardinal faithful their side of things. I mean, things are just coming together for Louisville basketball. I mean, look at this. Just coming together.
Boy, you needed this.
I did.
You were taking slings and arrows.
I was.
Fan was dominating this show.
Yeah,
and there's nothing you could do.
And these last few hours have just all fallen into my lap. I mean, just gift after gift after gift.
Gift after gift.
Yes, it's like Christmas morning. You know what it's like? It's like on Christmas morning when you wake up and it's just like
Hanukkah for Jack.
Or Hanukkah for Jack.
Yeah, it's one of the days.
Or your birthday or
how many days are there?
There's eight. Eight crazy nights, Adam Sandler song.
I feel bad for not letting Strebel swimming.
Well, that was the point, Jack. But there was a chance you didn't know.
Oh, there's a chance.
Yeah, there was a chance you didn't know. And thank God, because I would have said nine.
But it's like Louisville fans woke up, they saw Bam Adebayo. It's like waking up and seeing like a Christmas gift.
Yeah, they were excited
and
to get up.
Like a brand new bike.
Absolutely.
And then you're like, oh, that's my bike. And then your mom and dad go, no. That's your brother's bike.
No, well,
this isn't your bike.
Unfortunately, happened at the Strebel household.
No, it hasn't. No. They all get good gifts.
Well,
they
Viper thought it was
the Valvano household.
We know this.
It still is.
Yeah, but
it still is.
Yeah, that's the point. They thought they were getting some brand shiny new thing today to be excited about, and it doesn't belong to them. It's not theirs to be excited
about. Actually, here's what it is. You always open, well, some people do. They open the gift the night before.
Yeah.
You open a gift the night before. It's a great gift.
Yeah. Like your Christmas Eve,
and then
the
you start
present.
To open the other ones.
And they start to fall off a little bit.
You peak early.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yes, they peaked early. They peaked with Brandon Huntley Hatfield. They thought that was going to get the ball rolling on this recruiting stuff. They were all coming at Kentucky fans. Look, we got this guy. We're getting this with it.
And then it has been a couple months.
Bam!
Louisville fans are on the text line telling me some of this isn't a big deal. Guys, y'all came in at Strieble for months. You got to take the you got to take the medicine.
You've got 9 players on your roster. You told me that you all were going to dominate Kentucky in recruiting, dominate Kentucky on the court. None of it's going to happen.
Texas says Big Rig is literally home all day, yet his phone is dying at 5:00.
No, I was actually out all day today.
What were you doing today?
I can't get into it. There's a lot of things I had to do today, but I can't get into what I was doing. Not on the radio.
Then why would you bring it up that you were busy?
Just because they're saying I just sat at home all day, and that's not true. I haven't been at home at all since 9 a.m.
Well, you've been out and about
today. I've been out all day today.
So you've had that Kentucky gear on all day today.
All day, yes.
All day.
This is what I got
into. You've been repping all day.
As soon as I got up, yes.
Texas says, does Strieble put ketchup on a bologna sandwich?
No.
No.
I've heard that people do, though.
I have, too. Texas says, home sweet home for Bam.
It is home sweet home.
I can't read that one.
Well,
I can't read that one. It's good, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Texter says, Kenny is saying yes to golfing and no to Spain.
That's right. He's got a team.
He doesn't need to go to Spain. He's already got DJ Wagner.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let's take a break. We'll keep calling Perrin. Pat Forty joins us next. Nonsense galore. Another hour to go. Hanging out here with Kentucky Fish and Wildlife at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Another hour to go here on ESPN 680.